numbers, and you don't tell me about your life. Behind doors you love it, but scared when in public. You're stuck in the closet, and I am exhausted from keeping this game up. I can't remain stuck. She doesn't have a clue, because she doesn't know.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world. I just didn't realize the microphone was way over there. It's like, oh! This is the September 17th edition of After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Wes Laverne. I'm the other guy.
Jimmy Carver is still convalescing. He's out of the hospital, at least. We can say that. He's not receiving visitors. You can contact him by email. He'll hopefully be getting back on his computer soon.
I can imagine what his emails look like right now.
We know what his emails look like when he's during a normal week.
Well, that's true. But he hadn't been on it now for 10 days. So, you know, and you can't call him. I mean, his message machine has been full since Friday. Last Friday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
My God, you mean he may actually have to answer a phone call?
Oh, no, I just walk past it and let it ring. Who has time?
Yeah. So, hopefully we will be seeing him once again back here at the show soon.
Maybe next week.
At least for a pop-in.
Yeah. So. I want to pop-in tonight. Does that count? Oh, pop-in. Oh, okay. Never mind.
I don't want to know about what you two roommates do about popping in and popping out. And
we're roommate-less, not roommates.
Yeah, but the weird part is you're on top.
I know.
Yeah.
Go figure.
I'm not going there.
Thank you.
I did.
Ah. Always.
So that's. Oh, we're just talking about how our week was, huh?
It was. How was your week?
It was a week.
Thank you.
Yeah, same here.
It was a week and a week and a week and a week, though. Had a fun time tonight with the Houston Area Bears, my sponsoring club. We had our 17th annual anniversary.
Yeah, I actually saw some cute guys over there. So, I thought I was getting hit on, but it was just someone wanting to play a game on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Because he overheard me talking about it.
Ah.
Yeah, since I joined Facebook, I was fighting really, really hard to not join any of those games. And I finally did. And I discovered rather quickly that if you are challenged and you accept, you get all the really hard letters. But those are the ones that have the most points.
Uh-huh.
And if you issue the challenge, you get crap. And the other times where I've played, I have been challenged, and I was kicking ass left and right, and I'm like, yeah. And then finally, someone was trying to challenge me, and either he was suckering me into it by saying, I can't seem to challenge you. I challenged him, and my first seven letters that came up, if you don't consider Y a vowel, I had no vowels.
Wow.
And so I threw something down, and then all of a sudden he's, you know, I'm getting bitch slapped. And then, I mean, next time, a couple rounds later, I've got all vowels. And it's like, okay, I hope they accept Hawaiian words, because that's all I can make out of this, with, you know, three I's and two E's. It's like, what the hell?
E-I-E-I.
Oh, boy. So, I got stomped. Mm. I mean, it's pretty bad when you score 280 points and you lose.
Yep.
Because he got 410.
Wow.
So.
I don't think I've ever scored that high. I think the most I've gotten was like maybe 350.
But it was like, oh my God, we're just, you know. So yeah, we got a little extra chip there saying he had a 600 plus game. It's like, yeah, but I got stomped. So I learned my lesson on that. I have to change games now. So. Yes, speaking of Facebook there, we had a video of the week. In fact, the song you heard opening the show tonight was the video of the week we put on Facebook. It is Hussy Cowboy with She Doesn't Know. Cutesy little video there of men on the down low.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Cuban-American singer who's performing that. Couple of cute guys in the video. At one point, there's four guys in their underwear. So check that out there on facebook.com/afterhourskpft. And you'll see some of the ideas, some of the stuff, what we're going to have tonight. We've got There's Suburbia coming in. We've got the GCAM show. Some interesting roundtable stuff, you know, when a Walmart story doesn't make the final story of the show, it's got to be good.
Oh, my.
So, let's just say the final story involves gay midget porn star. And I get to use the word doppelganger.
We're in trouble now.
So, that's a all gay midget porn doppelganger star.
We're in trouble.
We're into it about up here.
Oh, Jesus. He went there.
So, we've got some calendar events here.
Shall I?
Some from paper and some from plastic, because we're one of the ways you can get in touch with us, of events that are coming on here. You can invite us on Facebook, and that's where we're going to be pulling quite a few of them off of.
Yeah. Now, let me start us off, since Daddy Stutz's Big Top, the Gayest Show on Earth 2, on Sunday, September the 18th at 7:30 p.m. It's going to be Boo Boo's 6th annual birthday bash, so come out for fabulous food, fun, and entertainment. I think they may have a few tables left if you want to reserve one for $50. You can contact Boo Boo at stutz1@yahoo.com. And this does benefit the PWA Holiday Charities and open to all performers.
And on a side note with that, if you are available, unfortunately, I won't be. I've got birthday commitments with family. Make a point to attend there. Boo Boo's partner, Mikey, has not been doing well. And I'm pretty sure Boo Boo would appreciate a big turnout, and wish him well, and wish Mikey well on recovery.
Yep. And let's see here. Next is starting on September 20th and continuing every third Tuesday of the month from 9 p.m. to close over at Lucky Strike Lanes will be Tuesday Night Rainbow. They'll have live DJ, dollar games of bowling, drink and food specials. Guest host will be Marsha Mink Gill. And there's going to be a raffle to benefit Legacy Community Health Services. Boo Boo is also throwing out a personal challenge to all clubs and organizations. He asks, how many folks can you get to show up representing your organization? Doesn't have to be just a member, but friends, family, and all others are welcome. We will have a sign-in board, so as folks show up, have them sign in with their club affiliation. Who knows? There might be a special prize. So, Lucky Strike is at 1201 San Jacinto. So, there's that one. Friday, September 23rd at 8 p.m. over at Tony's Corner Pocket is Sundance's third annual Show a Sparkle. So come on out to Tony's at 817 West Dallas. It's open to all performers and benefiting the PWA Holiday Charities. The National Gay Men's HIV AIDS Awareness Day is September 27th. This year, every year on September 27th, the group gets together to raise awareness among gay men that the HIV epidemic is still with us, and men who have sex with men are still at high risk of becoming HIV positive. The awareness group uses partnerships with many other government and private HIV agencies. They have a website and a Twitter account to campaign for increasing gay men's sense of urgency about the epidemic, help them to understand their risk and learn how to protect themselves and others, motivate them to seek testing and treatment if they test positive, and enlist them to HIV stigma and homophobia. For more information, you can contact Stephen Bayless at sbayless, that's B-A-I-L-O-U-S, at N-A-P-W-A. .org. The Bayou City Performing Arts, which is composed of the Bayou City Women's Chorus, the Gay Men's Chorus of Houston, Houston Pride Band, and Unhinged Productions, announces their 2011-2012 season. They've been over 30 years ago, the Montrose Marching Band and Montrose Singers were founded to provide Song of Hope to a community in need. Now respectively known as the Houston Pride Band and the Gay Men's Chorus of Houston, these two performing arts organizations, joined by the Women's Chorus and the Chorale, continue the mission realized so long ago. So if you dream of being on stage, there are two great ways to live out your dreams and make a difference. The Unhinged Productions Talent Roundup on Tuesday, August 23rd and Wednesday, August 24th. When? Oh, those are past, aren't they? Where am I? Oh, yeah, here we go.
That's a very good question.
Okay, here we go. Open rehearsals for prospective musicians are already passed also.
Some of them are, haven't they? Hey, let's just say if you want to find
out. Oh, yeah, just a few of them, yeah. If you want to find out more, just go to, what's their website? I got to find it. Good Lord.
You can call them. I don't know exactly what the phone number is. 713-521-SING at 7464. Or you can just do a search for one of the organizations, either Bayou City Performing Arts, BCPA Houston. Do a search for that. Or, Pride Band, Houston Pride Band, Houston Gay Men's Chorus, which is gmch.org, I believe. And find them that way. We'll find an email address and put it up there.
Yeah. Gaynell Gilliher and Jody Travis are candidates for Miss and Mr. TGRA 2012. They're presenting It's a Wrap on Friday, September 30th at 10 p.m. over at the Brazos River Bottom. Open to all performers. They're going to have a basket auction and tables for sale at $100 each. Looks like they're benefiting TGRA. And it's charities of Assist Hers and the Colt 45s. And then my last one here on Sunday. October the 2nd is Tony's Corner Pocket's fifth year customer appreciation anniversary party. At 5 p.m., they're going to start the party. 7 p.m., there will be a show. Food, funds, friends, and entertainment. They're asking if you could please bring non-perishable food items, which is all going to go towards the Resurrection MCC Food Pantry. For more information, go to TonysCornerPocketBar.com.
Me?
Yes.
On Saturday, September 24th, the IPR Ball 2011, Leather, Lace, and Levi. The Empire of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star Houston, along with Imperial Prince Royale XXVII's Christina Sushi Valk, and Imperial Princess Royale XXVII Mona Lott Gill, cordially invite and request your presence for the Leather, Levi, and Lace IPR Ball on Saturday, September 24th, over at Montrose Counseling Center's Cultural Center at 401 Bernard. Doors open at 7 and will be and close at 11. An evening of star-studded entertainment, dancing, fine food, and drinks. A magical night to honor the IPRs for the reign XXVII. $25 suggested donation at the door with complimentary food and drinks. Reserve tables for 8 or for a $150 donation. For more information or reserve a table, contact Christina Valk at 713-449-1304 or email cv402001@yahoo.com. Major credit cards are accepted. Proceeds go to the RAIN charities, which are Lesbian Health Initiative, Montrose Counseling Center. 10% going to Chaos. On Friday, September 30th, When Pigs Fly, over at George Country Sports Bar, 617 Fairview. Grand Duke XXVII Christopher Pigboy Bar presents When Pigs Fly, a show and piggyback contest and auction benefiting the RAIN charities.
Piggy bank.
Decorated piggy banks are welcome for individuals and clubs. For those interested in submitting a piggy bank, contact Christopher Barr at cabarr70@live.com. This is one where, you know, if you're part of the Louis group, you'll get a piggy bank this Wednesday, as usually. On that to fill it. On Saturday, October 8th, the 29 and holding Jackie Evelyn Thorne, Empress XXI, and Eresis present this event. This is the anniversary of her reign, I'm guessing. It's 21. This is what? Yes, the 15 reign. Something like that. They start using Roman numerals. It's hard to tell. I have to say, whoever did this has a hell of a copy of Photoshop. That unicorn looks so lovely. Saturday, October 8th, social is 8 p.m. Showtime at 8:30 over at Tony's Corner Pocket, 817 West Dallas. On Sunday. October 9th from 7 to 10 p.m. over at the Brazos River Bottom, it's Just Suck It. Grand Duke XXVII Christopher Barr presents Just Suck It. Come out, all. Perform those awful numbers you've always wanted to but never had an occasion for, and enjoy a little bit of pre-Halloween fun. Show is open to all performers. And benefits the usual suspects. Also on Sunday, October 9th. Domingo! Segundo annual Festival Gay Latino. Oh, the whole thing's in Spanish. I'm screwed. this is taking place at Pico Rivera Sports Arena, 11003 Rooks Road, Campanales de Frusta de un Dia Leon. Oh, the hell with that. I'm not going to try butchering this. Go for more information, go to, I'm going to guess, GaioHouston.org. And you will find information on it there, or do a, or you can go on Facebook to el.festival.gay.latino. I didn't click on it before to see the whole damn thing was in Spanish, and I haven't had a Spanish injection in months. Also on Sunday. October 9th, Sisters Decadent Dessert and More, celebrating their 15-year anniversary. Music, raffles, fun, and dancing. They are honoring their founding mothers and our wonderful volunteers, past and present. This takes place over at South Beach Nightclub, 810 Pacific Street. You can get your ticket online at assisthers.org. On Saturday, October 15th, the Positive Posse has a day of gambling to Cashada Casino in Kinder, Louisiana. It is $12.50 per person. Meet at the Walgreens 3317 Montrose at 8 a.m. It's a collaboration of the Positive Posse, Pass It On Charity Meetup, LGBT Couples Houston, and LGBT Coffee and Friends and Dinner, Colt 45's, PW Holiday Charities. You must be 21 with a valid picture ID to get on the bus. It's about 2.5 hours there. There will be some snacks and door prizes. You'll be at the casino for 4 to 5 hours. You get back in Houston somewhere around 7 p.m. For information or sign up, contact Eddie Zomper at ZomperLewis, L-O-U-I-S, at yahoo.com, or Travis Payne at BullOnCoins@Comcast.net. Or you can contact Eric Stutes at Stutes, S-T-U-T-E-S, @yahoo.com. Like I said, you can get all the information on that. Boys Will Be Boys on Sunday. November 6th, the patio is over at EJ's from 3:30 to 6:30. Boy of Montrose 2011, Christopher Barr presents Boys Will Be Boys. You know how mischievous boys can be. That's his bah. As a benefit for the BWA Holiday Charities Working Fund. Show is open to all performers. Music will be taken at 3 p.m. And I missed over this one here on Saturday, October 1st, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. over at Tony's Corner Pocket. There'll be an event called Bear Wash 2011. This is a car wash supporting those who have lost their homes in the Magnolia region with all the wildfires that we have been having. So we hopefully get some more details on that. On that thing, but that is our calendar of events. On that, so boy, we got through stuff. Yeah, it's amazing when Jimmy's not here, we get through this crap quickly.
I know, right? I wasn't even prepared for that, so I don't have any music ready yet.
But so let's see. if you want to contact us with some of your events that you want to post on there, you can send, like I said, join us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/afterhours. Facebook.com/afterhourskpft. Yeah, well, your arms aren't long enough either.
At least I don't need them as long as you need them.
I hope you're still around when you hit my age.
That's not that many years away.
That's one of the ways you can get in contact with us, some of those events, or you can always just shoot us an email at afterhours@kpft.org, and we can get in touch with that and get it out to all the people who are listening to our show. I'm going to give a shout because I saw on the our Facebook page somebody's listening to our show in Ohio.
Yeah, I saw that. I was surprised.
I have no idea who the person is because their login name is Ask Me Later. On that, who posted on there an attachment to the what was posted up there about the event that's coming or our show tonight, and that of, you know, like I said, someone from Cleveland, Ohio, is tries to never miss a show. Thanks, guys. So we're here being heard in Cleveland, Ohio. And Jody wants to become one of the friends of the show. We were at 431 friends. Oh, it's so cute. Vincent's there. That picture Vincent put up there is just...
Oh, well, he put up some earlier from when he was in band.
Yeah, I know. I haven't gone through all those there. The geeky band pictures we're going to... Oh, dear God. It didn't get any better when it got on blurry. Oh.
Let's see. We'll go to this one.
Robin, you never looked so good.
Okay, he needs a tan. He's already assumed the position. God, Vince, you're a geek.
Speaking of which, is he here tonight?
Is he here? Yeah, not yet. Yeah. Probably not going to be here, especially after making that comment there. That's one thing I've been thinking about there, because Even Buzz put up an old picture on there. I think
when trip from 92 or 93, huh?
When we get close to our 25th anniversary, I want to see people on the show bringing pictures of them 25 years ago. Now, I know the majority of it means they'll either bring in an ultrasound or a picture of a sperm, if we're lucky.
Why is it every time I walk in, it goes there?
Because you missed the part before that.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Yeah, but your sidekick isn't going to help you avoid that conversation anyway. So, yeah.
And who's helping me with that?
So.
Goodness, 25 years ago.
John!
So, yeah. Since I'm always interested in band geeks and just geeks in general, I have to go through his pictures. My God, look at their hair.
Oh, goodness.
Mid-80s, what did you expect?
Okay, we have to ask Vincent, because if this kid did not come out of the closet shortly after these pictures were taken, he waited too long.
Yeah. Are we ready for music?
Look at this. Even Vincent was taking pictures of guys in the bathroom back in high school. It's so sad, Vincent. You should cry for help. I'm criticizing pictures from 20.
Oh, good. From at least 20 years ago.
They're humping a statue.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Goodness.
I should be ashamed of myself. Do you have any music, Maestro?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we will do that. We'll come back here in a little bit. Hopefully Theater Suburbia is here. Forgot to ask Judy while she was here. Do you have a theater group out there? Mm-hmm. Oh, goody. We will get rolling with that, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Yep.
I am what I am. I am his own special creation. So come take a look. Give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say